We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
A bold approach to engineering. At Bowling Green State University, our engineering degrees fuse the science of traditional engineering with technology and hands-on skills. This combination is what employers are looking for in the up-and-coming fields of robotics, advanced manufacturing, and systems engineering. It's why our graduates find jobs and why BGSU stands out. Don't just get a degree. Secure your future at BGSU.
Even though LASIK isn't covered by medical insurance, there are plenty of ways to maximize your resources. For instance, using your tax refund is a great way to pay. And remember, those funds accruing in your health savings and flexible spending accounts, those can be used towards LASIK too. The experts at Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery will help make your dreams of clear vision an affordable reality. Go to revisioneyes.com to schedule your consultation.
Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Good morning. What's happening?
How y'all feeling out there?
Blessed, black, and highly favored. How y'all feeling?
Exhausted.
I'm good. It was a nice ride in this morning. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. Beautiful.
What?
It wasn't too hot, because usually it's hot in the morning or it's too cold in the morning. Yeah, either or.
Man, you're going through menopause.
Maybe.
How old you be, what, 49 this year?
Definitely not there.
Oh, 40, what, 40 what, 45?
Yeah.
Yep, listen, I don't care how much you dye your beard, man, okay? Be proud of your age, all right?
I'm happy to be alive.
That's right, so it sounds like menopause to me, if I had to guess.
Nah.
Right. You having heat flashes if you going hot and cold in the summer?
No, because sometimes it's hot in the summer when you leave the crib, and sometimes it's cold.
So you're
in
saying
the
weather changes?
Yeah, the weather changes.
Yeah, you need to get that colon check, man.
It doesn't.
Let me check your colon for you, man.
That's what the weather does. It changes.
Yeah, I don't leave sometimes. Well, I've been on the road, so sometimes you get up and it's humid. Like if you were in Atlanta or Houston, it's very humid in the morning.
Oh, it's very hot in Texas.
Sometimes it's chilly. I've been traveling on the road. Today was a beautiful day.
Oh, I'm happy.
Well, I got back from Miami, but I didn't get back to like 1 a.m. The airport is such a mess lately. When I landed, it was a whole lot of people there. There were bags that were, like, literally hundreds of bags on the side. I guess maybe some bags didn't make their flights, which is the worst when you land and you don't have your bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I did Trick Daddy's show, Bitch, I Got My Pots, yesterday. And I had to make a vegan meal for us, which he's never done before. So it was pretty interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Trick Daddy's show. I'm not sure what
network is on. And I went to his restaurant,
Sunday
Eatery.
What network is it on?
It's on Facebook, and then I'm not sure on television what it's on.
It definitely comes on when you're in Florida, because I was in Orlando earlier this year, and I saw it on the television.
Yeah,
linear television.
Shout the Chick Daddy.
He had me talking about Roe versus Wade getting overturned. We had a conversation about Ben Crump, civil rights attorney.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden. He has a conversation at a White House event that is for assault weapons ban. He is calling for safe storage laws.
Now, has Joe Biden made any comments about his son and some of the wild stuff his son's been doing?
Of course,
it's still
not
under investigation. So I mean, they actually did say that right now they can't comment on this ongoing investigation, but they are aware of this.
But you see the bias in the media, though, because there's a video.
There's a whole video
of him smoking big. Not just his voice. You see his face and him arguing with somebody over the price of crack.
Well, I definitely saw it in the media, and the Secret Service definitely commented on it.
I mean, they know. Come on.
It's on NBC. That's what we have the story from right here.
Yeah, but if this was Donald Trump's kids, come on. It'd be front page news this morning. Might be, though. I ain't seen the paper yet.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Well, Trump would have commented by now. Trump would have said something by now.
About his own kid? Probably
yes,
not.
Yes, absolutely. He would have said something. He would have been like, he would have lied or said it wasn't my kids or it was my kids.
But if this was Trump, the media would have been all over this. Your son on video arguing over the price of crack and you see the crack, big boulders. Big boulders on the scale. Well, it was cocaine. It was cocaine.
All right. We'll get to that in front page news to Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
All right. Well, let's start with Joe Biden, what he had to say at a White House event yesterday that was supposed to be celebrating the recent passage of the bipartisan gun law. And he was talking about a new push for a new assault weapons ban while also calling for legislation to ensure safe storage of firearms. Here is Joe Biden talking about gun control.
I led the fight in 1994. Then under pressure from the NRA and the gun manufacturers and others, that ban was lifted in 2004. When the law expired in 2004 and those weapons were allowed to be sold again, mass shootings tripled. I'm determined to ban these weapons again and high-capacity magazines that hold 30 rounds and then let mass shooters fire hundreds of bullets in a matter of minutes. I'm not going to stop until we do it. Here's another thing we should do. We should have safe storage laws requiring personal liability for not locking up your gun. No one else should have access to it, so lock it up. Have trigger locks. And if you don't, and something bad happens, you should be held responsible.
All right, well, this legislation, which was signed into law last month, includes $13 billion for mental health programs and school safety, crisis intervention, and closes the so-called boyfriend loophole where unmarried people convicted of domestic abuse could still get weapons. And so here he continues to talk, and you can hear him actually get interrupted by Manuel Oliver. His son, Joaquin, was killed in the Parkland school shooting back in 20.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ignite your passion for discovery at the COSI Science Festival May 1st through the 4th. Experience 3 days packed with interactive community events featuring exhibits, live demos, and engaging conversations with experts in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And on Saturday, May 4th, join us for the free Big Science Celebration featuring over 100 exhibitors, all with interactive activities to share. And of course, there will be larger-than-life science demonstrations, live music, and more from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. just outside of COSI. Visit COSISciFest.org to learn more.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
18.
Hear what I have to say. If you think you... Let me finish my comment. Let him talk. No one, okay? Because make no mistake about it, this legislation is real progress, but more has to be done.
What did the father say?
He was telling him you have to do more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to talk to somebody to see if this gun rights legislation is strong, because you know, people that I have already spoken to said no, it's not at all.
Well, that's because it's bipartisan, too, so they took a lot of things out in order for it to even pass.
And it still amazes me that Joe Biden takes pride in being bipartisan. Like the Republicans are white supremacists who are a danger to democracy. You happy about being on the same page as fascists? Like, he actually bragged about that right after the guy interrupted him. He was like, it shows that, you know, we can be bipartisan and get things done. I mean, not if it's a big nothing burger.
Now, outside of the White House, Manuel Oliver was speaking to reporters, and he said the word celebration has been used in the wrong moment as far as celebrating this passage of this new law. He was very critical. He said, I think we need to fight back. You cannot be polite with gun violence because gun violence is not polite with you. All right.
That's right. And also, I want to apologize for saying Joe Biden is bipartisan. I take that back. He's not bipartisan. He's one of them. I want to say that. He's one of them.
All right. Now, the Secret Service also has said that they are aware of an alleged Hunter Biden iCloud hack. And they said, at this point, we are not in a position to make public comments on potential investigative actions. The Secret Service said yesterday they are aware of this hack. And some of the contents, the alleged contents, were posted to the online forum 4chan. They said, at this time, I can assure you the Secret Service, along with other federal law enforcement partners, are aware of the social media posts and claims referencing Mr. Biden. And right now, NBC News said they're not able to immediately get access to the material. It's not yet possible to determine if the purported copy of the iCloud account was current or if it comes from material that has previously been reviewed by NBC and other news organizations.
Come on, guys. That's the media, the liberal media bias. If this was one of Donald Trump's kids, it wouldn't matter if that video was 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, whatever. It'd be everywhere right now, plastered across the front page.
Some of this information first emerged back in 2020, in the run-up to the 2020 election. So they don't know if it's from that
or I don't remember seeing
something
no video.
That Giuliani was talking about before, when Giuliani was talking about, you know, that he had obtained Hunter Biden's laptop.
But
remember when that happened?
But if it was Trump kids, it wouldn't matter how old this video was.
It shouldn't matter, right?
He's still arguing about coke. The front news. He what?
I said, he doesn't matter if it was old or new, does it? Cocaine is still illegal, right?
The fact that he could just eyeball that cocaine and know he was paying too much was incredible. Like, I was like, wow.
Well, I don't think the Secret Service would comment on anybody, any president's, you know, until they.
I'm not talking about the Secret Service. I'm talking about the media. Mm-hmm. If this was one of Donald Trump kids and they was on video arguing over the prices of the cocaine, and you saw the cocaine on the scale, this would be you couldn't get away from the headline.
How much did he want it for?
I don't know.
How much was he charging?
It was some big boulders, though. It was some big boulders.
All right, well, that is front page news.
I just want some consistency, that's all.
Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, have no fear. Big Chocolate the Toe Suck is here. How we doing, family?
Man, Boosie needed you, man. Boosie was soliciting for two men to come suck some toes at his prom, I think it was. Or was it some other party?
I think it was his pool party.
His pool party. Where were you, man?
I only mess with the girls, man. You know what I'm saying?
It was four girls.
Huh?
It was four girls.
Oh, okay. Well, next time, brother. So listen, let me get it off my chest. I'm a little upset with two things. One, Nick Cannon, I've given the brother good ideas for this TV show, and he won't put me on, but maybe he's a little upset because I wouldn't suck his toes 2 years ago on his radio show in L.A. So, Nick, don't be upset. Two, Envy, you weren't there last time. Ange and I are going to have a Breakfast Club barbecue. I'm going to have a glass of iced tea with Angela E. And, Envy, I'm inviting you. I'll give you directions to the wrong address. This way you show up late. We were going to invite Charlemagne, but he can't come because he can't spell barbecue.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Envy's toes?
No, I have not.
Thank God. What's wrong with you?
You said thank God because you know he's going to want to suck him, and you might be tempted to let him do it, huh, Envy?
Shut up, man. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's your boy Joe from New Haven, Connecticut.
Joe, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Our cameraman, Nick, just randomly yelled out, New Haven, that's where you're from? No. Oh, that's where Nick's from. Okay. I was like, what?
Okay, yeah. I got a couple things, man, what's going on. I called in about like 3 months ago to let you guys know what's been going on in my life. You know, I've been going through a therapist. I'm legally blind. I'm on dialysis. I've been lost some limbs. Right now, man, I'm just scared and lost, man, because it just seems like every time I turn around, there's always bad news just popping up from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm even scared to even put on the TV sometimes, you know?
I understand that. We live in the United States of anxiety right now, for sure.
Yeah, the news can be depressing.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I just don't even know what to do anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Like, give it to God, brother.
I definitely do that every day.
Give it to God.
What are some things you have to be positive about?
Man,
you alive.
Every morning.
That's right.
Alive, and I'm blessed to deal with this wack weather. You know, my son. Definitely my son.
Your son, there you go.
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, just be careful how you talk to yourself in the morning, brother. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going through a lot. Everybody's going through something, but you got to remember your serenity prayer at a time like this, man. You know what the serenity prayer is, right?
Yeah, not too.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Definitely. And another thing is, like I just said, I had them called up and I asked, you know what I'm saying, if you guys got anything around, you know, the office y'all want to ever get rid of, and
we ain't sending you nothing.
Nobody never got my information or nothing.
All right, well, hold on. We'll get your information there.
We're having a lot of difficulties up here, too, sir. Okay, we've lost some limbs.
No, I believe that, you know,
yes.
But it's like 3 months.
We'll see if we got some stuff to say.
We got a lot of things going wrong up here as well, sir.
Get it off your chest.
Got to look at the positive, I guess.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. I, too, have given it to God.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chico from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, it ain't really nothing I got off my chest. I just wanted to ask Charlamagne why he's been saying this a couple times about if it was Donald Trump, they would have did this. If it was Donald Trump, they would have did that.
Yes.
It sounds like he's like, I don't like Donald Trump. You know what I mean? I don't care.
You feel like he's comparing? Is that what you said? Comparing?
No, I'm just looking for consistency. That's all. I want consistency from the media at all times. And by the way, I know where you're going with this, but this is what democracy is all about. You know, if we voted these elected officials in and they're saying that, you know, democracy is at stake and we're facing the death of democracy, then I want them to act like it at all times.
I understand. It just sounds to me when I hear it, it's like, damn, why are they saying something about Donald like Donald Trump is better or good or...
No,
I
mean, don't, listen.
I don't like Donald Trump.
Don't let people brainwash you like that, because that's the era that we live in. The era that we live in, you know what I'm saying, if you ask for consistency, you know, all across the board, then they try to say that you're picking a side. It's not about picking a side. It's about being consistent. And it's pointing out the blatant hypocrisy, because you know as well as I do, if one of Donald Trump's kids was on caught on video trying to buy and rocks with a prostitute, would that not be everywhere?
It would be. I just don't like him. That's all.
Yeah, well, don't look. Like, you can watch Fox News and see it all over there.
I get it.
Well, thank you, brother.
But that's Fox News. They supposed to cover stuff like that.
Right. I'm talking.
But
and they will.
But if you want to be respected as a journalist and you want to be respected as a news network, you got to be objective all across the board, right? And just call things as you see them. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Chris.
Chris, what up? Get it off your chest.
Yo, I want to spit a freestyle for y'all, but first of all, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you, sir?
Hey, I got a question really for Charlamagne and Yeet, but especially you maybe, but with all this stuff going on in this country, man, have y'all ever thought about just really packing up and really just trying a new country out? Like, there ain't no president's son doing crack, you know, nothing like that.
No, that's true. Listen, I've heard that conversation a lot lately. There's a lot of people that's like, yo, if things keep going the way that they're going, and you know the Republicans get control of the House and the Senate and the White House in 2024. Yeah,
yeah.
If these rights keep getting rolled back, yeah.
Right now I'm looking at Amsterdam or somewhere over there, bro. Like, I don't know.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah,
I've heard that a lot.
I have a little plan already.
But look, you. I'm like you though. I'm 26, no kids. Me and my girl, like, we really trying to, you feel me, like trying to figure something else out. We love to travel, you feel me? So I'm like, I can kind of relate to you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we probably can, I don't know, do something.
Yeah, when you don't have those other responsibilities, right? You can just
100%. Mm-hmm. Right now, at least, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I like the safety idea of being able to, like, have some land or something somewhere else to be able to be like, you know what, I'm going to just do this. And even if you come back here sometimes, you have someplace else that you could be.
And even that is a luxury. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's going to be reserved for the wealthy. You've seen that movie Don't Look Up when all them rich people left the planet.
But you know what? Sometimes for some people that want to buy stuff here, it might be cheaper to one day get something somewhere else and have that, and because people rent here a lot. So sometimes buying stuff outside the U.S. could potentially be a lot cheaper than here.
And don't get it twisted. Some of these other places is way worse than the U.S. A thousand times worse than the U.S.
Some places don't even have property taxes.
Yeah. I'm not talking about taxes. So I'm talking about the laws and a lot of things that you can do and you can't do. Don't get it twisted. A lot of these places that I travel and I go on the road with, their stuff is way worse than the U.S.
Y'all still talking big money talk, though. Like, it's people that can't even pay their rent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, up and leave.
Now, I'm not talking money. I'm just talking about laws and policies.
No, I get what you're saying. But
if one day you want to work toward a goal or something, though, you got to speak it into existence and start planning now.
Sure. But you still got to deal with reality. And the reality is, you know, it's hard to even make a living here. How are you just going to up and leave and uproot your whole family and go move somewhere else?
So, just him and his girlfriend.
I'm not just talking about him. I'm just talking about general. In general, this is a very rich conversation to have.
No, I'm not even talking money. When people talk about leaving the country, I just want people to know that in certain places, in other countries, and I'm not talking, when I talk about leaving
the country. You need money to leave the country.
I'm talking about the islands. I'm talking about
anywhere.
Other places, yeah. But he was talking about leaving the country. Everybody always talk about, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to... No, sometimes them laws and a lot of things that in the government in other countries are way worse.
I've been reading a lot of articles, though, lately online on people who did actually pick up and move someplace else and, like, got rid of everything that they had here and had a way more simple life and, you know, got rid of everything and have been living for a lot cheaper than they've been living in the United States. There's a lot of people that actually ended up doing that during the pandemic.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about actor Daniel Kaluuya. He discussed how he had pretty much given up acting when director Jordan Peele came and got him in the movie Get Out.
All right, and we got a chance for somebody to fly out to New York.
Oh, man, yes. This morning we're giving you a chance to win a trip to New York for the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival, complete with round-trip airfare for two people, two nights, hotel accommodations, ground transfers, and general admission. You know what's happening August 28th. And if you want to get your tickets, you go to blackeffect.com/podcastfest. But we're giving you a chance to win a trip to New York this morning.
All right, well, keep it locked. We got more on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Power 105.1. Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Did she do a video for this yet? Did B do a video? Did y'all see
yelling? And why are you talking so fast? I get excited when we talk Beyonce too, but slow down.
He was talking on beat.
So yeah, I was talking on beat.
Music
make my soul.
I haven't seen the video, but I ain't seen no videos.
I haven't seen the video either. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk a new movie.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Jordan Peele and Daniel Kaluuya first teamed up for the movie Get Out. By the way, that was Jordan Peele's directorial debut. He was mostly unknown when it came to that part, being in the director's chair. But now they have a new movie coming out. It's called Nope. You guys know what it's about?
No. Yeah, I've seen the trailer a million times. I can't wait.
I haven't seen it.
It's a UFO thriller.
Oh.
So that's what's exciting to people. It's Kaluuya is playing a ranch owner named OJ, a man who plans to make history by capturing an extraterrestrial visitor on camera. Okay, so I know people are excited for this.
Absolutely. Keke Palmer's in it. And listen, I don't usually pay people to scare me. That's why I don't like horror movies. Jordan Peele is the only person I pay to scare me. I'm thoroughly enjoy Jordan Peele films.
So they've been doing some joint interviews together. So for Empire Magazine... Actually, I thought this was nice. They said that it was their partnership is kind of like Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro. And according to Jordan Peele, he said it was a thought that had crossed his mind. He said he feels like, you know, Kaluuya is his De Niro. He said, "You're my De Niro." And he said early on, it felt clear that they would work again. And then in essence, the two of them did another joint interview. And by the way, the movie's in theaters on July 22nd. And Daniel Kaluuya said that he never told Jordan Peele this, but when you reached out to me and we had that Skype, I was really disillusioned with acting. I had stopped acting for like a year and a half. I checked out because I was just like, this isn't working. I wasn't getting roles because racism and all this kind of stuff. So you reaching out was like, okay, I'm not crazy. It's proper. It's going to be all right.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so that's dope that that is what got him to be more excited about acting. And things really worked out. All right, and in other movies, Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg, they are going to be in a new movie teaming up together. It's called Day Shift. And here is the official trailer for Day Shift. Jamie Foxx is a hardworking blue-collar father who goes off to his job as a pool cleaner in the San Fernando Valley each morning to support his daughter. And they said it's really a front. He's a teeth-pulling vampire hunter, and he stars alongside Snoop. And so here is what this sounds like.
What are you doing in my room?
Hunting vampires.
Vampire hunting is a business. Cut necks and cash your checks. Well, things have changed since you got your ass kicked out the union.
If I don't come up with 10K, my wife and my daughter are gonna move to Florida. And the union is the only place that could give me that kind of money.
Your record is chock full of incidents. But he's a new man. One last chance.
All right, this movie will be on Netflix on August 12th.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, too. You know, the interesting thing about Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg is a person who is bigger than any character he could possibly play. Like, you cannot see Snoop in a role and not say that's Snoop Dogg. It's Snoop.
I think it'll be a fun one to watch. All right, and Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are moving forward with Bad Boys 4. So during an interview with Ebony, Martin Lawrence discussed his relationship with Will Smith. He said, "We got one more at least." And so it looks like he's saying that this is about to happen for real. So, and Martin, by the way, is also getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame later this year, too. So congratulations
to
him on that. Well deserved.
I feel like they should have bended that.
Mm-hmm. And Zendaya says she wants to direct an episode of Euphoria for season 3. So she recently did a Q&A session for her Vogue Italia cover shoot when a fan asked if she was going to do that. And she said, "It's funny, I was actually supposed to direct episode 6, but then I had to act in it. I didn't have enough time, so unfortunately I wasn't able to this time around. I wanted to have enough time to do it the right way, so next season, probably."
Don't talk to us about no next season, okay? They already announced that show ain't coming back till when? Late 2023 or 2024 or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Don't talk to us about next season.
They
don't tease
booked
us
them
with
busy.
That. Y'all just going to do that at the end and kill, what's the little boy name? Shotgun? What was his name?
Was that his name, Shotgun?
I can't remember.
He was gangster.
What's the boy name? What's the brother's name? I can't remember.
It's been so long.
Either way.
I just remember Rue.
Y'all going to wait till 2023, 2024? Don't talk to me about no next season.
And in other movie news, there's an Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black, that has been announced. It's the same director, Sam Taylor Johnson, who did 50 Shades of Grey. And so that is also going to be in conjunction with the family, too. So that is with the Amy Winehouse estate, including her father, who previously criticized the documentary Amy. That's, I don't know if you guys saw that, but now this biopic is going to be coming. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Fez and Ashtray.
Ashtray.
Yes, okay. That's what it was.
You know what I seen over the...
I said Shotgun?
People love
Fez.
You
said Shotgun, yeah.
Same difference.
I seen the Elvis Presley movie.
Oh, you did? Vacation. How was it?
It was all right.
I have no interest.
It was all right. He gave it up. He definitely gave it up. Talk about how he got his sound and his style.
He said he stole his sound from black people? They put that in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He said something happened with his dad. His dad got arrested and they lost their house, so he had to move into pretty much the hood. And when he moved into the black area, he learned about gospel music and singing, and that's where he got his style, and him and B.B. King and all that.
Still not interested.
I am interested in the Amy Winehouse movie, though. Back to Black was an amazing
album.
I'll
definitely watch Amy Winehouse, but I'm not interested in Elvis Presley.
Right.
Only king I acknowledge is T.I. Jay-Z is the king of New York. Biggie is the king of New York. Martin Luther King. I put Sean King over Elvis Presley. I ain't into Elvis like that. Sorry, white people.
All right. All right. Well, front page news, what are we talking about?
All right. Well, now let's talk about what's going on with abortions. Now, according to U.S. health officials, they are saying that doctors must provide abortions in medical emergencies, no matter what the law in the state is. We'll give you more information.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Summer's here, and I can't wait to unwind and catch up on sleep. Right now, get king beds for queen prices, queen beds for twin prices, and save up to $500 on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com and unjunk your sleep today.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club.
You know, we played Nicki Minaj before that. I'm shocked Outback hasn't offered Nicki some type of endorsement. Like, Nicki might be the first person I've ever heard mention Outback Steakhouse on the record.
Well, it wasn't that she wanted to eat Outback Steakhouse.
She yelled out steak, bitch, and then said Outback. What do you
mean?
That was
more like beef, but let's get into some front page news.
Talk about...
Where we starting, Yeezy?
All right. Well, more alarms from health officials, and that is because of the threat of a resurgence of COVID-19 infections across the country. They said there's a new Omicron subvariant, BA5, that is now the dominant viral strain in the U.S.
Now, they're playing. They heard everybody calling it the Omarion. They're going to name it something that sounds like B2K. What's it called?
BA5.
Come on now.
Yeah, they said research is still in its early days and a lot is remaining to be learned about it. But there are increases in infections and related hospital admissions. Nearly 3/4 of the U.S. population is now living in a county with a high or medium community risk level for COVID.
So what's the symptoms of the B2K strain? Because I know a lot of people who are getting COVID now.
Yes.
Me too. I definitely do. And I think there's so many gatherings going on right now, too. And I keep getting, have you guys gotten an alert on the phone that somebody that you've been in the vicinity of?
Ignore them all the time.
Has tested positive.
Ignore them all the time.
Popping up. It tells you, like, what city it was in and everything.
I ignore them all the time. I don't even get that far. I just see it pop up on my phone. It says, like, you or somebody, you just recently encountered somebody who had COVID. I'm like, what does that even mean? That's so broad.
I think they could tell from somebody else's phone if they have gotten like
COVID,
some type of positive.
Right, and they can see if it was close in vicinity to you.
They don't tell you who it is, but they can see.
Because when you take a test now when you take a test, it's registered. And if it's registered, your number's registered. And then anybody that was around your phone sends out a
why they don't do text. That for nothing else? There's probably plenty of all kind of stuff they could alert us to in regards to people. Why just COVID?
I don't know, maybe because it's so transmissible when you're...
And people were dying at an alarming rate.
Still? Well, I'm talking about now.
People are still hospitalized.
Like, what would you want to get it for?
I don't know. It's a lot of different things. But, like, I mean, I don't know. The flu, maybe.
The flu?
We don't even talk about that no more. What is the flu?
What is the flu?
I see all these monkeypox cases rising,
Word up. What about monkeypox? You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of different things they could alert us to.
All right. But maybe because it's just in the air, it's so transmissible. Like, you could be standing next to somebody, they breathe on
you. So is the flu, anything else?
You know, I don't know. I don't think monkeypox is like that, though.
Well, I still test twice a week, though.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Anytime I go into the
Love them anal swabs, boy. When they get, as soon as they started giving out free anal swabs here at the station, now you get tested twice a week.
Don't knock it till you try it.
All right, now, according to Health and Human Services, doctors must provide abortions in medical emergencies no matter what the law is in your state. States that have banned abortion generally make exceptions if the woman's life is in danger, but U.S. health officials are concerned. They think that in certain cases, physicians may be waiting too long to treat any type of complications. So federal law does preempt state abortion bans in cases where women face medical emergencies. So that is something that they are saying has to happen now under the law.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's great, actually.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. And I also wanted to point out that today there's another hearing. So if you guys want to watch that, you can do that. The hearings for the January 6th
Yeah, today they say they're going to connect the dots between Trump and white supremacist groups. But once again, man, if they're not going to prosecute Trump, all of this is for nothing. Because what's going to happen is if they don't prosecute Trump, all it's going to do is make all Trump supporters be like, see, another witch hunt. You made all of this noise and nothing happened. So if you're not going to prosecute Trump, what is the point of all of this?
But CBS News will broadcast this hearing as a special report starting at 1 p.m. Eastern for anybody that wants to watch and see what's happening. And that is your front page news.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Have you heard of this challenge? The Put Your Shoes On challenge, all right?
I don't like it.
Now, this is the challenge. You go to your kid, your child, and you say, look, mommy's about to go fight somebody, and they got a kid, so I'm going to need you to fight their kid, too.
They got
too.
Kids around your like age. It.
And you got to see if what your kid's willing to do. Now, from some of the challenges, hilarious. Some kids are ready to fight. Some kids are crying. Some kids have been like, no, you better call daddy. Some kids are like, I got Target. I got school. I got practice. Let's play. You got audio, some of them?
Put your shoes on right now. Because this lady said that she was coming to fight me, and she said she was bringing her kids. So just in case her kids try to jump in, I need y'all to beat them up, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know how to beat kids up.
All right, go get your shoes.
He was out.
Mom, I'm supposed to beat them up.
Lee, but her kids said they're going to beat me up, Lee.
You want fighting shoes? I'm too scared.
I don't like this.
Makai, she said she was bringing her kids to beat me up.
I put them on my fighting shoes right now.
Traumatizing
Lee,
them damn kids.
You going to let them beat your mother up? So what you going to do?
I'm too scared.
Makai, what you going to do?
I'm going to punch him with a two-piece.
All right,
because
let's go.
Punch him with two-piece. I don't like this at all.
So the daughter was like, no, I'm scared. But the son was like, I'm getting my fighting shoes.
This all your right. Uncle Charlotte talking? I don't like you traumatizing them kids for laughs and giggles on the goddamn internet. I hate it.
What would your kids do? 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club.
Get your kids to call the police.
The Breakfast Club.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking the Put Your Shoes On challenge, all right? Now, this challenge is where you come up to your kids and say, look, I'm about to get into a fight. I need you to put your shoes on. And if the lady has kids I'm about to fight, you're going to have to jump in. And they get to see the reaction of their kids. All right? Now, we have audio of one right now. Can we play audio of another one?
Come here. I need you to go help me real quick. I'm telling you, they don't know me. They don't know me like that. Come on. I'm finna go fight. I need you to come fight with me. She got a daughter your age, and I need you to fight her daughter.
Right now?
Right now. Yeah.
Okay.
You.
Let's go.
You gonna go get dressed?
Oh, I'm dressed.
You dressed?
Let's go.
Where you going with this, though?
This is my weapon.
Your weapon?
It's gonna protect us.
Oh, okay, well, come on. Let's go.
This dude, he tried to fight outside, and he got his son with him, too. And if he tried to jump in, you're going to
fuck. You're going to pay for him.
Yeah.
Are you being for real?
Yeah. You come on, let's go.
Dad.
Come on, let's go.
What's going on?
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what would your kids do? Now, I got six kids. One is a baby, so the babies, we got to count the baby out, right? But the other five, Madison, all day, my oldest, she's jumping in. She's fighting without a doubt. Logan, he's the football star. He's gonna say, Dad, let's talk about this first. He's gonna try to plan it out. Like, Dad, if we go there, you know, how do we know they don't have weapons? That's Logan. London, she might cry. London's gonna call grandpa, she's crying, she's not fighting nobody. Jackson and Brooklyn, who is my little girl. Brooklyn's ready for war at any time. You mess with daddy, Brooklyn's ready to rock and roll.
I can't even believe we're entertaining. Are you finished with your kids? I don't know. I lost count. I lost count. I know he got about six. I didn't know what number you was on. You finished?
No, okay. I'm done. Peyton's the baby, so we can't count the baby.
I can't even believe we're entertaining this conversation. I don't like it. I don't like people laughing at their kids' pain, traumatizing those kids for likes and reposts. I hate it. You got kids crying on the internet scared to death because you want to go viral. I think it's whack. I don't like it at all.
It's kind of funny, though.
I don't like it. I don't like laughing at these kids' pain. And I don't want my kids fighting anybody if they don't have to. I'm going to teach my daughters how to defend themselves, of course. But I pray they never have to have any altercation.
But if that was the case, what would your daughters do?
I'm not even entertaining this conversation. I really don't like it. I'm not even lying. I don't like this. I think it's whack to see you going to record your kids, traumatize the hell out of your kids, got them crying on the internet for what? to go viral?
Yeah, I agree.
That's whack as hell, yo. Yeah, how about run up on your bum ass friends that you think is your homeboys and your homegirls and tell them some people outside and put their shoes on and see how they react?
One thing I thought was kind of whack was there was one kid that was crying like, no. And then I saw people in the comments like, I'm giving him up for adoption. That I'm like, come on. That would make you mad as a parent.
I think people are joking. I
know, but still. You know, even as a joke, you know.
London would definitely cry. She might even call 911. I think London would actually 911 with emergency.
And by the way, I understand it's a joke. I love inappropriate jokes. I just think this is whack. I don't like traumatizing kids. You know what I mean? It's especially just for likes and retweets. And these are your children. Like, why? Why do you want? Why are you entertaining strangers by traumatizing your kids? That's corny as hell to me.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle from the Bronx.
Hey, Michelle. Now, you tried this with your kid?
I did, my 12-year-old son.
He from the Bronx. He was ready for war.
He sure was. He was with it. He was ready for his speakers. He told me to get his oldest sister that it was on.
Call everybody.
Well, people in the Bronx are raised a little bit differently. You know, like they have to be prepared for war at all times. Keep your head on a swivel.
This is very true.
Thank you, Michelle. Hello, who's this?
Simone.
Now, Simone, you got kids?
Yes, I do. Four of them. One girl, three boys.
Now, what were your kids do?
The youngest one is the most gangsterous out of them all. Like,
oh, my
it.
God.
The rest of them, I don't know.
Why do you want your kids to be gangster, man?
She didn't say she said that that's just how the kid is.
What does that mean, gangsterous?
He just is.
He's ready for whatever.
Probably as the youngest, you gotta fight your older.
He's the what?
He's the youngest. He's about it. I'm just saying, like, when he gets older, I'm kind of nervous for the rest of the kids.
You shouldn't want your kids to be about it. Being gangster and being about it don't do nothing but send people to jail, man.
Nah, but I would see what she said. My youngest kid is like that, too, because she's fighting the older kids all day long, and they rough with her, so she has to be tougher than the other kids. I get it.
Yeah,
Brooke it's like the same
way. They feel the heart for him. That's what it is.
All right, thank you.
I don't like this. I don't like any of this.
Hello, who's this?
DJ, calling from Providence.
Hey, DJ, good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
Yeah, I don't like it. I agree with Charlamagne. I mean, I'm not into scaring my children. I have three girls, 14, 11, and 6.
That's right.
But if it came
you
down
did
to
the
it,
challenge.
If it came down to it, my 11 and my 6-year-old are going to ride for daddy. My 14-year-old, she's too bougie.
Too bougie.
By the way, the world is scary enough to be making up things to scare your kids, bro.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
But some of them kids were crying, and you know what I mean? It's going to try.
And what about when you really need your kids to put their shoes on because something is happening that y'all got to get away from? They're like, hey, go mama playing again. I ain't.
They go mama
you know what
playing.
I'm saying? Then when the kid dragging their feet because you done tricked them the first time, you mad at them now. Stop traumatizing your kids for the goddamn internet.
Yo, there was one 8-year-old that was like, I can't. I got to go to Target. I'm like, what do you mean go to Target? Are you just going to go to Target? He's like, I got to go to Target. 800-585-1051. We're talking about the put your shoes on challenge. All right? That's where the parents act like they're about to fight and ask the kid to put on their shoes to help them, and they just see what the kids are going to do. Call us up. What would your kids do? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking to Put Your Shoes On Challenge. That's where a parent acts like they're going to get in a fight and ask one of their children, hey, put your shoes on. I need you to possibly fight with me, and they see what their kid's reaction is. Now, some kids are ready to fight, and some kids are scoring. They start crying. They running. They about to call 911. One kid say, yo, call daddy because I ain't doing nothing. What would your kids do? That is the question. Hello, who's this?
It's Towns, man. What it is, man?
Hey. Yo, what up, bro?
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing, y'all?
I'm good, good, good. You got kids?
Of course, I got 5 kids.
All right, what would your 5 kids do, bro?
Man, listen, right? Man, I mean, I probably wouldn't play like that, but I don't think it's that serious. I heard Charlamagne say, yo, it's a little too serious and stuff like that. Charlamagne, you grew up in North Carolina, yo. You know you got your butt whooped every day, yo, by your nanny, yo.
I grew up in South Carolina. I grew up in South Carolina, and you think we could afford a goddamn nanny? We ain't no damn nanny. You talk about a nanny.
So you know, Nana, not nanny, Nana.
Oh, Nana.
But, yeah, Nana, your grandma.
What that got to do with just put your shoes on challenge, though? I used to put my shoes on to run from that switch.
If you came home from running, you got your butt whipped by your Nana, and you went back out there to fight. You know that.
All right, Nana, nanny. What would your kids do? That's what we asking, brother.
I my kids, man, they would want to fight. Yo, they kids, they young, they play, you know what I'm saying? They know their dad, we play too much anyway, you know what I'm saying? But this is the last thing I do want to say, yo. If you come home and see my dogs in your front yard, just know what my say is going hard. Bing bong!
Oh. I don't know what he just said. I feel like none of these people need kids. I feel like we need to call child services and round up all these kids.
Hello, who's this?
The Club No Breakfast. What's going on? My name is Manny, Mr. Pay It Forward.
My guy, what's happening, King? Manny, I ain't heard from you in forever.
Your phone sound a little crazy, Manny.
My phone a little distorted, man. My fault. Bring Verizon.
Blame Verizon. All right, you got kids, Manny?
Yes, sir. I got an 11-year-old princess.
All right. Now, if you asked your 11-year-old, you got a problem, you got to come outside with daddy, what would she do?
Hey, listen, I already seen the video clips, man. My daughter's coming outside with me. I seen some of these videos, and I was highly disappointed. But low-key, some of our kids talk a little too much smack. So I like this challenge for one reason and one reason only. Every kid that punk out to put on them shoes and go outside, them parents need to remember that the next time them kids talk fresh to adults, the next time them kids act hard-headed and don't listen and act like they ain't got to do what adults are telling them to do. That's when we need to remember that time and throw it right back in their face. Like, yo, you wasn't talking like that when I told you put on them shoes and come outside.
Okay.
Man.
Thank you, Manny. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Bree from Chester.
Bree from Chester. Now, you got kids, Bree?
Yeah, I got four of them.
Now, what would you do if you called your kids outside and said, put your shoes on and come on, we got some smoke outside? What would your kids do?
I know my oldest, she only six, but she'd be ready to go. I was calling in because my mom actually got me with this before with a challenge. When I was like 14, she came in a house with a metal base, talking about somebody down the street trying to fight her, the kids with him and all that. So me and my brother, we went outside, get in the car. We like, oh, come on, mom, we gotta go F him up. Oh, mom, I'm really scared. So I'm like, God damn, what the fuck are you about to do? Whole time when she hit the street, she said it was on. She like, oh, I'm just playing with y'all. We gonna go get something to eat. I'm like, what? Why would you do that?
So you still traumatized from it now then?
I lied to you now. Man, yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Ace.
Ace, talk to us, bro.
But I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand, like, how people, like, we always talk about how we want, like, better for us. We want better for people, but then we participate in little stupid challenges like this.
Thank you, my brother. Please, thank you. I know everybody laughing for, and this is some giggles, but God, y'all traumatizing these kids on the internet for what? Likes?
We can make a challenge to where you can be like, hey, look, somebody challenged me to a race, and then they kid is about to race me too, so you gotta race them too. You know what I'm saying? Something's gonna actually challenge your kid to make them be competitive in, like, a better way. You know,
yeah, like, why I gotta be violent? Like,
yeah, right, because, you know what I'm saying, like, even though, you know what I'm saying, you gotta know how to handle yourself when it comes to, like, fighting and stuff like that. But I feel like, you know what I'm saying, teaching them and making them think, like, okay, this is the go-to, it don't solve nothing. It gets you nowhere in life.
And I don't like people laughing at these kids' pain, man.
Because
you're traumatizing these kids for likes and reposts. When you see these kids crying and stuff, I hate it. You got kids crying on the internet, scared to death for what? I got a challenge for you. How about y'all do a put a ring on it challenge? That man you've been sleeping with for years who hasn't committed to you, the one you keep asking what we is, record you telling him you breaking it off if he don't marry you. Let's see how that goes. Let's see that.
Goodness gracious.
You don't want to do that one, do you?
Goodness
gracious. Put a ring on it challenge.
Put a ring on the challenge.
If you a woman that's been sleeping with a man for years and that man is not committed to you and you keep asking what we is, record you telling him you breaking it off if he don't marry you, and let's see how that goes for the internet. Now we're going to see some real tears. Laugh at that.
That sound like that's
going to
be...
That pain, I'm
going to
laugh at.
That sound like that's going to be like going to the ER challenge. That sound funny, but that's that.
Stop traumatizing them kids for likes.
All right.
Y'all old. Stop it.
Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and we're going to talk about Meek Mill. If you guys saw, he was splitting from Roc Nation. There were a lot of people commenting on social media thinking there was some type of beef, but he explains what happened.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Meek Millie.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Meek Mill has split from Roc Nation Management, and he signed a deal with them 10 years ago, so he's been with them for quite some time. They have a lot of joint ventures going on. And so he actually spoke up about it because people are speculating that there's some type of beef. But he said, all I seen today was Meek and Rock part ways. I'm personally handling my own business so I can take risks and grow. We came to that agreement together. I have a label deal with Rock for my artists, and I got Reform super tied with them and many other investments with Jigga. He said, and Rock Nation is my family. Don't mix my post aimed at Atlantic mixed up with Rock or MMG. They ain't stopped nothing I'm doing. We made about 100 mil together. He said, Des Mike and Hope saved my life before and put a lot of energy. Des Mike and Hope saved my life before and put a lot of energy into it. I'm not behind on my favors in life with my people. I'm good. I've been signed to Atlantic MMG since 2014. It used to be Warner. Only made 11 million on records out of like 100 million. I only could drop every 9 months, something a lawyer never explained to me. And they removed me from all festivals. Luckily, I built my money and resources up. They would have starved me out. I'm going to make that $11 million one project. Ish might be sponsored by a bank or one of my friends. Let's see what happens. LOL.
Why would a label keep you off festivals? What would be the reason for that?
I don't know why that would be beneficial. I would think festivals would help you make more money for them and sell more records. So
I would think so, too.
Not sure what that's about.
Yeah, I would like to know. I mean, I'd like to know just the logic. Why would they keep him off festivals?
Then he also posted, by the way, too, and he put a screenshot of, in an unexpected move, Governor Ron DeSantis signed off on a collaboration with Meek Mill and Jay-Z to reform the state's probation system, and it's about to affect thousands of Floridians.
Reform is doing great work. That is a fact. Dropping a clues bombs for Reform.
But Meek just might want to go in a different direction when it comes to management, or maybe he's...
Well, he's going to handle his own business now. So now he's going to start his own company.
Yeah,
he's still... And I'm sure he's going to hire people to work for him, and maybe he's going to manage other artists but not have to pay a percentage, and it all comes back to the
somebody,
company.
Yeah, you can put somebody on salary so that way you don't have to pay him a percentage.
And I like people being transparent, but you don't got to put all your details of your deal out there because, you know, in the climate that we're in right now where inflation sky high, people can't afford to put gas in their tank, they don't want to hear that you just made, you only made $11 million. Only $11 million out of $100 million. They don't even understand that.
Yeah, but I think he was just saying that, you know, he has to read the contracts better because the label made $100 million, $120 million, and he only made $11 million.
Just say read the contract better. You don't got to put the details out there. Because you got to read the room. You still got people that want to support you. And, you know.
They'll still support him.
Maybe. Maybe not. Because you say only $11 million. They're like, what you mean only $11 million? I'm out here starving.
I mean, it's only $11 million when a label makes $120 million.
I understand.
And I think it's since 2014, too, he was saying.
And I'm just saying, think about who you're talking to. You're putting this on Twitter.
Yeah.
The average person on Twitter cannot relate. They'd love that $11 million.
Maybe not relate, but, you know, definitely check contracts. But if a company makes $100+ million off of your work and the hard work that you put in, you should definitely get
Have that conversation, though. Have the conversation just about contracts. Keep it at that.
All right. Now, Bobby Shmurda did an interview with Hot New Hip Hop, and he talked about a lot of different things going on. You know, his debut album is going to drop this summer with appearances from Meek Mill, Fabio Foreign, Key Glock, a lot more people. And he also talked about the justice system using lyrics against rappers and why the Rap Music on Trial Bill is necessary across the country, and also taking rap seriously. Here's what he had to say.
Into the game, I didn't take the music industry serious. I'm saying I didn't really know about the music industry. I didn't like give a fuck about the music industry when I first came in the game. And then I seen how powerful music was and like how kids and everything like really react to it. Like before, when I was growing up, I used to see people react to music, but I just didn't think that was like, I'm saying it was just being stupid or some shit. But now I see how it like it really runs cultures and it really runs like helps people in life and shit.
Now, he also talked about New York State passing the Rap Music on Trial law, which makes it difficult for prosecutors to use song lyrics as evidence, and he feels like it's necessary for that to be passed across the country. And it's interesting because NBA Youngboy right now is pushing to have song lyrics excluded from his case in California. According to reports, his legal team has filed paperwork in an effort to stop the government trying to use that as evidence of other acts, including song lyrics. So they're requesting that the court take action to prevent the attempt from the government to have evidence of other acts presented during the trial, including those song lyrics information related to a separate pending case in Louisiana, an unprosecuted event in Philadelphia, and also social media activity. So the trial is set for Youngboy to begin this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Tina Knowles Lawson, she wants Method Man to know that she forgives him. She posted a clip of Method Man talking about an encounter that he had with Destiny's Child. She said, "Thank you, Method Man. It takes a real man to tell this story. Such a great example for other young men. Don't assume someone is dissing you." And here is what Method Man had to say originally.
"And I see the girls. So, you know, I kind of moseyed out of my seat to go over and say what's up to them. Now, this is me still in my low self-esteem. And when I said hi, they didn't even turn around and acknowledge me. Now, my ass in my head with my low self-esteem is like, oh, they just shit on me. When in fact, they didn't even hear me. It was so loud in that motherfucker. Afterwards, Rockwilder, he comes over. He's talking to him. He's like, Kelly, Beyonce, or Michelle ever did any f***ing. But me being so miserable and in that moment, I felt like they wasn't treating me the way I should have been treated.
Well, if you didn't hear
what the think that about these girls.
If you didn't hear the clip, that what he said was he said Rottweiler tried to introduce him after, you know, feeling like he was dissed, and he pulled his hand back, and he said it made him feel bad because, you know, he dissed the hell out of him. We had to hit the dumb one because somebody edited the curse. That's
and I
didn't know. I was like, why would they not have heard it?
Because he hit the dumb one.
And I love that Meth said that because, you know, that's self-awareness. And I could tell a man who's been in therapy to admit it was you, like you was the hurt one. And, you know, hurt people, and you were projecting the pain that you were feeling on the inside to them. Yeah, I respect that a lot. Drop on the clues bombs for Method Man.
And that was from My Expert Opinion with Matt Hoffa and Heineken.
Yes, suit to My Expert Opinion.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, 4 after the hour, I need one of my favorite people to come to the front of the congregation. His name is Herschel Walker. I owe a lot to Herschel Walker. We'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next. The Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Certain people make my life easier by helping me out. And ZipRecruiter makes hiring easier because they do the work for you. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds great candidates, and then you can invite them to apply. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast to try it for free.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny sweet say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, July 12th goes to a man who used to run for touchdowns, but now he's running for the U.S. Senate, Mr. Herschel Walker. I think it's safe to say Herschel Walker is unconventional by traditional political standards, but traditional political standards went out the window a long time ago, okay? In fact, I can say with confidence that politics as we know it is dead, and the people who are still playing politics, still talking like politicians, might not fare too well in this current political climate. Humans want people who talk like them. Humans want people, you know, they can relate to. And Herschel Walker is very relatable to a lot of people because if there's one thing we all should realize, especially in 2022, is that majority of people have no idea what the hell they are talking about. All right, there's a lot of think pieces with no real thought, and most people literally go online to know how to feel about something. Okay, literally, folks don't formulate their own thoughts anymore. They wait to see what the general consensus on social media is, or they watch a YouTube video, and that's where they get their talking points. If it sounds good, they run with it. All right, that's the era we are in, and that brings me to Mr. Herschel Walker. Okay, his unconventional style seems to be working for him. Okay, and on Sunday, they screamed an event on Facebook that Herschel Walker had in Hall County, and Herschel spoke on climate change. Would you like to hear Mr. Walker's thoughts on climate change? Let's listen.
Tonight, we are looking at remarks made this weekend by Republican U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker at an event that banned news coverage.
And now they indicate how the former football star is unconventional by traditional political standards.
Republicans streamed Sunday's Herschel Walker event in Hall County on Facebook. The GOP candidate did not take questions. He referenced his South Georgia hometown to launch into a folksy take on climate change.
So what we do is we're going to put from the Green New Deal millions or billions of dollars cleaning our good air up. So all of a sudden China and India ain't putting nothing in there cleaning that situation up. So all that bad air is still there. But since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China, bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air gotta move. So it moves over to our good air space. And now we gotta clean that back up.
Walker faces incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in November. Leo Smith predicts Walker's clarity will improve in the 110 days between now and when those votes are counted in November, Jennifer.
Thank you, 11 Alive, for the report. Herschel proved my point. You know, there's a part that didn't play with the news reporter referenced it. Herschel said he's going to explain climate change in the Wrightsville way so folks can understand what he's saying. That's his hometown. I'm not from Wrightsville, even though that name is very close to the elementary school I attended. Wrightsville Elementary School, Mounts Corner SC, what's happening? But if I was from Wrightsville, I probably would understand what he's saying. Okay, now there is a couple of Republican strategists who understood what Herschel Walker was saying. Leo Smith is one of them, and he said Herschel is addressing the nuanced nature of trying to control atmosphere. He said Walker is making a valid point that global air pollution agreements are less effective when they exclude large countries like China and India. Okay. You ask me, Leonard McKelvey, Brother Sharla, Uncle Sharla, I believe Herschel Walker is the Republicans Groot. Okay, if you are a Marvel head like me, then you understand that reference. Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, who never says anything but I am Groot. Okay, no matter what the situation is, happy, sad, angry, imminent danger, Groot always replies, I am Groot, and the Guardians all seem to understand him. Well, at least Rocket Raccoon does. That is who Herschel Walker is, okay? I think Herschel at this point is using too many words. He should just come out and say, I am Herschel, at every event, and let Republican strategists like Leo Smith translate. I mean, say what you want, but he's polling in double digits, and Leo Smith says it's because voters like people who have an aw shucks kind of thing, all right, more than they like guys who read policy briefs all day long. So that's going to be endearing to some people. Leo Smith, who's a Republican strategist, said being that he doesn't know how to answer those policy questions in a language that sounds like he's working for a think tank, that will work in his favor. And clearly it is. Okay, you heard what Leo Smith said, or what the news reporter said Leo Smith said. He said that Herschel Walker's clarity will improve in the 110 days between now and when the votes are counted in November. Think about that. This Republican strategist just acted like he understood what Herschel Walker was talking about, only to turn around and say his clarity will improve in the 110 days between now and when the votes will be counted. Ha! No, it won't. Okay, Herschel Walker is 60 years old. This is as clear as he's going to get. And I'm not mad at it, because I understand that there's a bunch of people on this planet who sound just like him. And without them, I would not be able to do Donkey of the Day Monday through Friday at the same time for almost 13 years. I actually owe you a thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Please give Herschel Walker the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Was Herschel clear to y'all? Did y'all get a better understanding of climate change?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Just asking.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051. I seen you post something on Twitter a couple of days ago, about a week ago, I think, right?
Yes. Well, it was a few days ago. I was going to get a facial, and I was in the spa bathroom area, and a woman came up to me. She was with two of her friends, and she said, I just had a question. When you get a massage, do you get completely naked? I guess they were having a debate about it. And I was like, no, I leave my underwear on. And her friends were like, oh, see, I told you. She's like, I guess I'm the only one that gets naked.
All right.
So two random screeners just came up and asked you that in the bathroom?
Well, it was in the spa.
Oh, in the spa.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay,
they were
okay.
Having their own conversation, and I guess she was just asking me to weigh in as
gotcha.
A stranger.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. When you get a massage, do you get completely naked? That is the question.
I just had one last week, too.
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a tweet I seen Angela Yee post a couple of days ago. She was talking about going to the spa. Now, what happened, Yeezy?
Yeah, I was in the spa, and I was in, like, the lounge area, and these three women were in their robes, and one of them asked me, do you mind if I ask you a question? Do you get completely naked when you get a massage? And I guess they were having a debate about it. So I said, no, I leave my underwear on. And so the other girls were like, see, told you. And I guess she's like, well, I'm the only one that gets completely naked. So I asked people, do you get naked when you get a massage? What do you do, Envy?
I get completely naked.
Okay.
Completely naked. That's what I thought you're supposed to do. Me and the wife, when we get massages, she gets completely naked.
Now, what's the point of being naked? I'm just curious. Because I saw a lot of people did say they get naked. Some people said they don't.
I don't know, because I mean they massage your lower back, your glutes.
They can't get to your glutes while you have underwear on?
Well, I got boxers on, boxer shorts. No, I mean
I thought you wore tighty whities.
No, I wear boxers.
Who like
briefs.
Getting their butt rubbed?
You don't get completely naked?
No, if I had a bigger penis, I might, but I don't because I'm insecure about my penis. But I wear briefs. My wife does though. My wife gets completely naked.
Yeah, me and my wife, we both get completely naked when we get our massage.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did a couple massage last week, and I mean, yeah, she got completely naked. I don't think nothing's wrong with it personally.
My massage therapist is a man too, so I don't know if that matters, but
yeah, and I would. I mean, personally,
but he doesn't care. I would, but I just don't see why, because there's nothing that he does that would require that.
As a man, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't get completely naked, especially if it's a woman massaging me. You know what I mean? Because I just...
But if it was a man, you would.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
He said if it was a woman, he wouldn't. But
I mean, definitely for a woman. Think about all these stupid-ass cases we hear about all the time. You see that Deshaun Watson caught up now because of massage therapists and all kind of stuff like that. You know what I mean? I was like, I wouldn't want to put nobody in that position. I wouldn't want to put myself in that position or her in that position. I wouldn't even want her to assume that, you know, I'm thinking of doing something inappropriate. So
I don't know. I mean, you know. Me and my wife, we do. Hello, who's this?
This is Maria. I am a licensed massage therapist for 23 years.
Hey,
okay,
Maria, so talk to us.
I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
By the way, as a side note, I love you guys, listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
The reality is men are usually first to take off their underwear immediately. Women are more discreet and they leave their underwear on.
Okay.
I don't. I don't believe that.
She's a therapist. Oh,
but when couples come in, when a husband and wife comes in, the male leaves the underwear on.
Ooh. Okay. That's interesting. See, why do you think that? Why do you think that is? If you had to guess,
I think men are little boys and they just love to be naked. And when they're getting massaged by themselves, they think it's like, oh, I'm a naked little boy and someone's rubbing me.
See, I would think it would be the opposite. I would feel more comfortable getting naked with my wife in the room than I would getting naked if it was just me and another therapist.
Well, it depends on why you're going to get treated. Are you going to get treated because it's a health reason? Are you going to get treated just to relax?
Just to relax.
Are you going to get treated because it's a special occasion? There's all different levels of massage.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, because this is something I was just saying a little while ago. I would feel like in some cases it might make a person uncomfortable if it's just you and another woman and I get butt naked. Does that ever make you uncomfortable?
It depends how the woman is comfortable with their body being naked. I've been a therapist for 23 years, so the human body, we all have the same thing except two different things.
No, I'm talking about if I'm a man coming to get a massage and I'm butt naked and it's just you and I in the room.
No, I think they're more comfortable being naked.
Okay. Gotcha.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel when a guy pitches a tent? Like, when that's happening, you know, if he can't help him, but he doesn't do
that's
anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but I'm just asking her, how do you handle
that's a
that?
Valid question.
But it still happens.
Okay. In treating and being a massage therapist, you get the vibe from people if it's a sexual innuendo or if it's just a natural reaction.
Okay.
So you know when they're pitching a tent for you to see it. Or some men make it dance for you because they think kind of a joke.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. And this is exactly why I wouldn't get naked if it's just me and a massage therapist. Because how are you coming to all these conclusions?
Well, the thing is, I think if you're focused and relaxed and you don't think of it in that way, you can control yourself. We all can control ourselves.
Now, sometimes you can't.
You don't have a penis, man.
Now, sometimes you can't control yourself.
No, I know.
But I will say, me and my wife, we get naked when we get our massages, and it depends. Like, sometimes, yeah, you do get a little erect, and sometimes I don't.
And see, I wouldn't imagine that you getting a massage, you naked as a man, and then you roll over and you hard. Now this woman like, oh my God, he's being inappropriate. Or look, what is he doing? Like, come on. That's too much. I'm keeping my briefs on.
All right. 800-585-1051. When you get a massage, do you get completely naked? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, I seen Yee post the other day that she was talking about getting naked during the massage, if she did or if she didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you said you get completely naked. Charlamagne and I leave our underwear on.
Mm-hmm. I get completely naked. And I love hot stone massages. That's just my thing. I really enjoy those.
You like hot rocks on your back?
We never had a
black rocks on your back.
Never had a hot black.
What about what about suction? You like suction on your back?
I never had no suction.
You never had the suction?
You definitely had the suction.
I never had no suction.
Don't lie.
No.
It's called cupping.
No, I've never had the cupping.
You look like a cupper.
No, I'm not a cupper. Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Brianna. How y'all doing?
Hey, Brianna. Good morning.
So I feel like personally, if you're getting a massage butt naked, you're here for a happy ending. If I'm a massage
therapist, see what I'm saying?
If you put your meat on my table, I'm gonna know that you want something.
See what I'm saying?
That's part of the reason with this whole Deshaun Watson thing. This man came into massage parlors with non-disclosure agreements talking about, I'm gonna put my slab on this table, you're gonna have to sign this. Like, y'all knew what this man wanted.
See? What's your name, Queen?
Brianna, I think.
Brianna, you make me feel sane.
I get naked and I don't want no happy ending.
Think about this. Charlamagne, if you was giving DJ Envy a massage,
right,
and this man had his slab on the table,
right,
you're going to be like, hold on, man. Now, this ain't our friendship. Like, what's
that's
going
right.
On?
I'm calling Gia.
So wait a minute.
Especially if you get a wreck.
That's the only thing, Brianna, that's odd about this. The fact that Charlamagne's giving me a massage is not odd, but if my meat get hard, that's odd.
No, I'm saying if you
I like how you rhymed. If you'd have just said Leonard instead of Charlamagne,
thank you, Brianna. Please don't.
So
don't
it's
talk
odd,
about me,
Leonard.
Give me this massage.
Getting me hard.
Hello, who's this? Hello.
He's like, hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Paul, man, what's up?
Hey,
Paul, man, what's up?
You get naked during a massage, sir?
I just keep on my underwear. I'm like you, Angela. I ain't about to strip completely butt naked. Nah.
Do you mind if there's a male or a female? Does it matter to you?
Oh, I'm kind of scared if it's a male and it starts feeling good. But last time I had a woman do it, and it was pretty good. I mean, if a male can do his thing, you know, I'm pretty
comfortable.
Who I am, so I let him do it.
Okay.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Now you're a massage therapist, right, Nicole?
Yes, I've been a massage therapist for 15 years.
Talk to us.
And I would say about 90 to 95% of people keep their underwear on.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I'm in the minority.
Yeah, the only reason to take your underwear off really is if you want someone to, like, work on your glutes.
Okay, that's what Envy said. He likes his glutes work.
I like my whole body massage. I do the hot stone, and I enjoy it. They usually put the hot rocks right on my butt.
I'm not gonna lie. Me and my wife got a couple massage last week. The lady not only was like pulling my underwear down a little bit to do my glutes, she got on top of me.
That happened to me once.
And I was like, I'm so glad my wife is in here right now because I have no idea why this woman is on my back right now. And she didn't ask.
That happened to me once. Out the country.
That was how I was out the country.
Hop right on top of me, and I had to get up and look. I'm like, what the?
I was in Anguilla last week. We got a couple of massages, and I was like, damn.
That happened to me once.
And I when it was over, I said, my wife said, oh, she got on top of me. She got on top of you. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. My wife wasn't there, I'd have felt like I was cheating or something.
No, she ain't getting on top of the front of you, just the back.
On the back?
Oh, yeah, not the front.
I don't give a damn. You riding my back. I ain't no horse. Ain't no piggyback ride. What the hell you on my back for?
What's the moral of the story?
Listen, to each his own. I keep my underwear on. Angelique keeps the underwear on. Maybe I'm just too in my head about it, but I keep my briefs on for all the reasons those women called up here and said this morning. I don't even want nobody thinking that I'm remotely doing anything inappropriate.
Whatever you decide to do, just be appropriate. That's all.
That's it.
I'd be free balling and I will fall asleep in the middle of a massage like 10 minutes. I'm out. Knocked out. Snoring.
And I know, I know you'd be snoring.
Oh, I'd be done.
Now, it feels so good. I've knocked out, snoring. My wife waking me up. Babe, I want you to enjoy it.
I love a good deep tissue massage, though. Don't nothing help trauma move through your body like a good deep tissue massage, boy. Tell you something again. I'm going to put some big black rocks on your back. I'm gonna put some big black hot rocks on your back, Envy. Look at me like that and own me again and see what happens.
He pays for that.
Okay.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Condoleezza Rice, our former Secretary of State. She has joined the Denver Broncos ownership group.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Condoleezza Rice.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. Listen
up. Well, Condoleezza Rice has joined the Denver Broncos ownership group. Now, it's also led by Walmart heir Rob Walton and his family. He posted, "We are pleased to welcome former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to our ownership group. A highly respected public servant, accomplished academic and corporate leader, Secretary Rice is well known as a passionate and knowledgeable football fan who has worked to make the sport stronger and better. She is the daughter of a football coach and served on the inaugural college football playoff committee. She moved to Denver with her family when she was 12 years old and went on to attend the University of Denver for both college and graduate school." And she also released a statement. She said, "It is an honor to be part of this ownership group. Football has been an integral part of my life since the moment it was introduced to me. And I am thrilled to be a part of the Broncos organization today. I spent much of my younger years in Denver. So to be able to combine my love of the game with my love for this great city and team is an adventure of a lifetime and a great opportunity." So congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's dope. All right. Now, Omarion has a docuseries that's going to be coming. And he sat down with TMZ Live and talked about the docuseries, and he also talked about B2K's tumultuous breakup. He said he'll shine a light on a few of the dramatic headlines that ultimately ended the band. And here is Omarion speaking more about his documentary.
This docu really encapsulates, you know, my truth and my perspective. A lot of people are responsible for, you know, our relationship, you know, at this current and moment time. Me being the last member, you know, to come into the group and them already having some kind of synergy, you know, it always has filled within the scope of my career that I've never had their support, which I don't think came from them. Actually came from, you know, elders and people that were, you know, meant to be supporting us at the time. So, you know, this docu really shows exactly, you know, some of the things that has happened.
All right. Well, the docuseries is going to be called Omega, The Gift and the Curse.
Okay.
He's unbothered, as you know. He has a book about that, too. All right. Now, let's discuss Neo. He said that he was supposed to sign Lucky Day, and it didn't work out. And the reason why it didn't work out was... I mean, it's an interesting story. This was on the Frequently Asked Questions podcast with Fuzzy and Quincy, and here is what he had to say about not signing Lucky Day.
Really digging his voice and his energy. You know, the songs we did, I got to find them damn songs because we actually did some. Matter of fact, one of them, you know, the remix to Miss Independent with me and Jamie Foxx and Fab.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx's verse, Lucky Day wrote that verse. Because it was supposed to be him.
Really?
Yeah. We was gonna do the joint together. This is when I was trying to sign him. He was going to be my artist, but some things happened. So at the time, I was going out of town. I was going on a short little run or whatever, and I let Mr. Day stay at my house. And I'm like, "Bro, you got full reign of the crib. Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, just don't go in my room." I come back one morning, open the door, see this dude nowhere. Go upstairs to my room.
Mm-mm.
Sure enough, this nigga's asleep with a chick in my bed.
That's a very petty reason not to sign somebody, by the way.
Nah, but at that point, you should probably kick him out your house.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't not sign him.
But he's probably on the way up, and you're probably thinking about signing him. You don't know yet. And then, you know, you say, "Yo, you got full reign in my house. Just don't go in my bedroom." And you smash somebody in my bedroom.
How comfortable was the bed?
Yeah, shut
what
up,
if you threw? What if his thread sheet count was higher? All I'm simply saying is that's not a reason not to sign.
That's
somebody.
Neo. It was a reason for him, yeah. I guess. Yeah, that was
well, his I'd have reason. Write a song about it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all two could have wrote a song about him sleeping with a chick in
your
bed.
Can you imagine your man?
I think all I'm saying
smashes
is that
smashes a chick on your bed.
I think it's more to this story.
Jizz all on your sheets.
I'm sure
your
Lucky
mattress. Pillow.
I am almost positive. I am almost positive. Lucky Day has another version to this story that will add some more context to this because this. This sounds petty.
You could ask him. I just met Lucky Day at the Essence Festival. He's actually from New Orleans. And he performed on the first night. So
well,
shout out
to him.
Shout
I have no
him.
Idea who that is.
You don't know Lucky Day?
No, because in my mind, I keep thinking of that song, A Lucky Day, Lucky Day. What's that? What is that?
Lovely Day. That's Lovely Day. Day. Not Lucky Day.
Oh, okay.
Lovely
what does Lucky Day sing?
Oh, my
what
gosh.
What the hell?
What does he sing?
I don't, to be honest.
Oh, God. See, I hate when y'all do that to me. Y'all,
like, I don't know,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know the names of his songs, but I've definitely listened to his playlist on Spotify.
Y'all always try to make me feel crazy for not knowing.
No,
when
I know,
y'all
and
don't
I
know.
Actually just
saw
him
know
perform.
The song.
So what's the song?
I don't know the names of any song.
What song just give me y'all got to do with Lucky Day.
I don't know the name of that song that we play every morning.
I know it. Let's hear it.
I hate y'all. I'm the only honest person on this show. I just want y'all to know that. But I think y'all know that already. I think after 13 years, y'all know that.
I said I heard it, brother.
I'm the only person who not fronting on this show.
I heard it, brother.
Okay, I have no problem saying I don't know. Every day, I like to learn new things.
No, I definitely.
And guess what I've learned this morning? Nothing about Lucky Day still.
I told you he's from New Orleans.
Okay.
And he just put out an EP, like, I think last year.
Okay. What's the name of it?
Over? I don't. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know the names of it, but it might have been the name of it.
That was the single we just played.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
I'll tell you something I do know about though.
What?
I know about the Black Effect Podcast Festival happening August 28th at the Mirage in Brooklyn.
Good transition.
Okay. Thank you to everybody who's already went to get tickets at blackeffect.com/podfest. But I'm giving you a chance right now to win a trip to New York for the 2022 Black Effect Podcast Festival, complete with round-trip airfare for two people, two nights hotel accommodations, ground transfers, and general admission tickets. Do you want a chance to win? Then text today's keyword, podcast, to 37911. Okay, if you want a chance to win a round-trip airfare for two people to the Black Effect Podcast Festival, text keyword podcast to 37911, and you'll be entered for the chance to win a trip to the 2022 Black Effect Podcast Festival. One lucky winner will be randomly selected every day. Okay,
and will Lucky Day be there?
If he is, I wouldn't know who he is.
Lucky
But I hope somebody introduces me to him, and I would love to meet him.
And I think Table for Two won a Grammy or something.
Yeah, it's okay to say you don't know. You don't have to Google now.
All right, guys.
No, I'm not. I just interviewed him.
Guys, all right.
For info and rules, go to thebreakfastclub.iheart.com. And yes, all enter for your chance to win a trip for two to the blackeffect.com podcast festival.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Summer's here, and I can't wait to unwind and catch up on sleep. Right now, get king beds for queen prices, queen beds for twin prices, and save up to $500 on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com and unjunk your sleep today.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you picking somebody to fly them out? You flying somebody in?
Yes, we doing that every day. You know, we got the Black Effect Podcast Festival happening August 28th at the Mirage in Brooklyn. It's the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival. We got the 85 South Show. We got Horrible Decisions. We got All the Smoke. We got Reasonably Shady and a bunch of your other favorite podcasts. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. It's a festival, man. You know, so if you want to enter for your chance to win, text today's keyword podcast to 37911. And if you win, you'll get a complete round trip ticket for two people, two nights hotel accommodations, ground transfers, and general admission tickets. And if you don't want to wait to win, you can just go to blackeffect.com/podfest and purchase your tickets. But you can tune in every morning for a new keyword and another chance to win your opportunity to get into the Black Effect Podcast Festival happening August 28th at the Mirage in Brooklyn.
All right. Well, you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note. The positive note is simply this. Sometimes the universe will ask you to be patient, not because it's punishing you, but because it's protecting you from certain energies and preparing you for the next stage. Trust the timing of your life. Have faith in the process. There's a divine order to this.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?